From London, we present Overland Patrol, a series of stories set in the vast Australian outback, featuring Sergeant Adam Strang of the Northern Territory Police. Episode 24, The Arnhem Land Lily.
Hello there, Lightning. Oh, I haven't just split that log yet. Give me time, Mr. Mike.
Tough bit of timber, eh?
Eh, you bit. Watch out for them fella splinters, yeah, Mr. Mike.
You're certainly making them fly. I'm getting out of here before you...
Ow! Ooh. Now look what you've done.
Me? I only stood here.
That's what this fella mean. Yeah, give us a look at your arm, Mr. Mike.
It's only a scratch. But that sliver hit me like a bullet.
Yeah. You better get him first aid.
A dab of the sergeant's ointment should do the trick. That famous cure-all of his. I'll leave you to it, Lightning.
Yeah, you bet, Mr. Mark. Oh, glory.
Yes, I couldn't agree more, Sergeant. So that just about wraps it up. Okay, Darwin, this is Sergeant Strang signing off from Malabar Plains.
Adam, where's that celebrated ointment of yours?
Ointment?
Lightning splitting a log out there in the yards and I got in the way.
You mean he got you with the axe?
Oh, no, just a flying splinter. Got me in the arm.
The tin of ointment's up there on the shelf.
Got it.
You've got quite a cut there. Better slap some Condy's crystals on it first.
Oh, it's nothing. Yeah, that should hold it. Adam, what were you on to Darwin about as I came in?
A flap. Up in the Jericho River country. Take a look here at the war map.
Mm-hmm.
Now, roughly here on the riverbank, two crocodile hunters had a drunken row. One knifed the other.
Dead?
No, he's a tough one. He survived. Managed to reach the Jericho mission station and collapsed. His attacker took their truck and headed out. All we know about him is that his name's Curly, and we've got to find him.
The Jericho's a pretty big river, isn't it?
Yes, even in drought times. In the wet, it can flood to a couple of miles wide.
And all this area here... uninhabited?
Largely. Here's the Jericho mission where the stabbed man found safety.
Mm-hmm.
Over here to the west, Arbella cattle station. And moving downriver, there's nothing but mangrove swamps on either bank. Crocodile country, teeming with bird life, and buffalo.
Sounds quite a place.
There are no settlements downriver from the mission until we get here, to the estuary. Mm. Here's Tarrenboy, where old Bob Kettering was king. He was quite a character. He's been dead these past 5 years.
So Tarrenboy's deserted now?
Well, far from it. Have you never met the one and only Lady River Pirate in the north?
I've never even heard of her.
Sadie Morrison. She's as plain as a pikestaff and tough as old goat's knees, but a wonderful woman. Old Bob was her uncle, and after he died, Sadie turned up out of the blue and moved into Tarrenboy. She's the only white woman for hundreds of miles, lives in solitary splendor with a couple of faithful housegirls to help with the chores. She's got to know the river so well, she's called on to act as pilot on the rare occasions when a lugger wants to cross the bar and go upriver. The government even allows her a small stipend, officially.
She sounds quite a lady.
Formidable one. She won't have a man about the place. Seems to have a dead set against anyone in trousers. Mike, give Lightning a shot, will you?
Sure thing. Lightning!
We'll take Lightning with us, fly up to the nearest airstrip at Arbella Station and borrow transport on the spot. With luck, we'll get into the mangrove country by daylight.
But if we all go, who's to look after the post?
It'll stay in one piece until Marty gets back from Darwin.
I'll bet she and Pat Gordon are having the biggest shopping spree of all time.
You want him, me, Sergeant Bush?
Yes, we're going on patrol to the Jericho River country.
Oh.
Mike, help Lightning get the gear together. I want to call up Cy Prettyman, then have a shot at raising Tarrenboy on the transceiver.
The lady pilot's headquarters, but our runaway can't possibly have got that far downriver.
Well, for some unknown reason, he's headed in that direction. He went east by the old Kettering track, and the only place that leads to is Tarrenboy. So get cracking, you two, or any minute Darwin will be calling up to check on us, and that's the last thing I want.
Oh, my goodness, Marty. I never thought we'd make it back here to the hotel.
The Darwin pavements are hard on the feet, aren't they, Pat?
They certainly are. Now, this is much better. A cool patio, budgies twittering over there in their aviary.
And a long, cool glass in your hand. There's no doubt about you, Pat.
Why? Sadie. Sadie Morrison.
Oh, well, look who's here. Oh, Marty, it's good to see you. Put it there.
It's good to see you too, Sadie. Oh, and meet a friend of mine, Pat Gordon of Folly Downs. Mrs. Sadie Morrison.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, Miss Gordon. Oh, it's good to take the weight off the old feet. Hey, son, 3 more beers, please. I'm sure you'll join me in a round.
Oh, well, I don't know,
Sadie. I do. In this town, the beer just evaporates through the pores. Well, Marty, how's that nice brother of yours?
Fine, just fine. And how's Taran boy? You're still on the big river, aren't you?
I wouldn't leave it for all the tea in China. Ah, here comes a lifesaver, complete with tray. Good smart service, son.
Okay, Mrs. Morrison.
Thanks. Put on my bill. Room 24.
Okay, Mrs. Morrison.
Well, here's to you, Marty. And you, Miss... Pat, wasn't it?
That's right, Sadie. Good luck. Good luck.
Oh, I needed that. How do people go on living in a city? Can you tell me that, Marty?
Darwin's a bit different from the Wirra, eh, Sadie? Remember the woolshed dances?
Could I ever forget? There you were, Marty, the belle of the ball. All the boys fighting to get a dance with you.
Oh, Sadie.
And me having to fight a man to make him take the floor. Talk about the original wallflower. I wore a groove in the wall from holding it up.
But, Sadie, at the Wirra, you were married. I mean, it was all a long time ago, wasn't it?
Everything was a long time ago, Marty. I divorced him, you know.
Yes, I did hear.
It's funny, isn't it? I knew that man was no good exactly 3 days after we was married. After 3 years of it, I didn't find any reason to change my mind. He was a drunken no-hoper not worth two bob. And I stuck to him for 3 long years. You know what his favourite name for me was? Ape Face. Oh, he had a great sense of humour, that man.
Oh, Sadie.
He married me because I was King Kettering's niece and he thought I'd pots of money. Which only goes to show... Which only goes to show what one drink will do to a silly woman when she leaves the wilderness and comes to town. Oh, Marty, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Pat, believe me, I don't always go on this way. It was the sight of Marty after all these years. Come on now. Whose shout is it? Who's going to buy old Sadie another drink?
Well, boys, there's not much point in hanging around this camp.
You reckon this is where the crook shooters had their fight?
You bet, Sergeant Buss. This fellow found plenty tracks. Wounded man go down riverbank. Take boat.
And the runaway?
Well, Sergeant Buss, tire marks of truck plenty plain. Head in that way.
East, a Kettering track. So far, everything's as reported. All right, boys, get aboard the Land Rover. We've a lot of swamp to get through before nightfall.
At least the station people lent us a decent vehicle. Bullocking through this country is like trying to penetrate the Everglades.
And it'll get worse before it gets better. The old track follows the river all the way down to the estuary, and that's the way we go, too.
No, no, certainly not, ladies. I wouldn't dream of letting you come out to the airport with me. The taxi will be here in a minute, and I'll be on my way.
How do you get back to Taran Boy, Sadie?
A plane part of the way, then service car to the Jericho Mission. My launch is tied up at the mission waiting for me, and I'll be taking it downriver to Taran Boy. Oh, I can see me taxis come, so I'll say so long. So long, Marty.
Bye.
And come and see me someday at the big river.
I will, Sadie.
So long, Pat.
So long, Sadie.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes, Mike, this must be Curly's truck. Bogged to the axles in the swamp mud, trying to take a shortcut, I'd say, through the mangroves. When he found he couldn't get the truck out, he abandoned it.
Sergeant Boss! Man tracks over here.
Okay, Lightning.
The man must be crazy, leaving his vehicle, his lifeline.
Not crazy, on the run. And by the look of the empty bottles in the truck here, he primed himself with hard liquor before he started out.
On foot, in this tangle of mangroves, like a stunted forest, a maze of ghost trees and swamp water everywhere. Not to mention mosquitoes. Blasted things.
Oh, steady on, old son. You're starting to let things get you down.
Sorry, this is blasted place. I'm developing a king-size headache. How the hell with it? What do you reckon Curly will do?
Well, he won't dare leave the Kettering track. Day or night, he's trapped between the river and swamp, trapped like a blowfly in a bell jar.
So we pick him off at leisure?
Oh, not quite as easy as that. No, at the end of the track, there's Taran Boy. He seems hell-bent on making it there, with raw liquor in him, and a stained knife in his belt, and a sort of madness in his brain after what the Jericho's done with him. No, Mike, we've got to pick him off before he gets to Taran Boy. Let's be getting our truck out, gentlemen, or like him, we'll be trapped.
So long, Sister Teresa. So long, Sister Barbara.
Bye.
So long, Mission Kids.
Bye.
All right, Lightning. Give me a hand with Mike.
You bet, boss.
Now, take his other arm. Easy now. Get him down against this tree.
That's the idea.
Mike, how are you feeling now? You still got double vision?
Oh, weak as a blasted kitten. And my arm's...
Your arm? Yeah. Let's have a look. Mike, it's swollen like a bladder.
That scratch I got back home.
Plurry wood chip.
It's been infected. Probably a swamp fly. Lightning, get the first aid box from the truck.
Yeah, bet, Bogory.
Good old Doc Strang.
Hey, Adam, where have you brought me?
It's Buffalo Hunter's camp. Nobody around at the moment, but there are horses over there and a makeshift yard, a parked truck. Everything's shipshape. You'll be in good hands here, Mike.
You mean you're going to leave me here?
Well, I don't want to, but, Mike, we have to nail that runaway.
You've been first aid book, Sergeant Bush.
Right.
What you been giving, Sergeant Bush?
Just an injection to check the fever. Hang on to his arm while I get the hypodermic working.
Good day, Bush.
I demand nurses. Beautiful nurses.
Instead, you're getting a police sergeant, a black tracker, and a pile of salted buffalo hides.
Oh.
Easy now.
Oh. Oof.
That fella needle. Him been hurting you, Mr. Mike?
Oh, Adam. Give him a jab, too.
Oh. Poor old Mr. Mark. Him been in plurry bad way, boss.
Get the water bag. Keep a wet cloth at his head.
You bet, Sergeant Boss. Hey! Hey, look it!
Hey! Hey, Johnny, run him into the yard there! Trinkleton! Bogey, get busy with the hides there!
Sergeant Boss, him buffalo hunter. One man fella with plurry abba, boys.
Come on, you fellas, get
going
there!
Wait a minute. I'd know that voice anywhere. Good day, Ross!
Hey? Well, damn me, if it isn't Adam Strang. It's good to see you.
Oh, Russ Docker. What are you doing on the Jericho?
Oh, what do you think I'm doing, picking daisies? Hey, you boys get busy. Smarten yourselves up.
The last time I saw you, you were hunting the wild ones north of the Alligator River. What, are they bigger down here?
Yeah, bigger and wilder. What's the trouble, Adam? Hey, what's up with the trooper?
He's in a bad way. He caught an infection in an open cut. He needs more than first aid. Keep that wet cloth going, Lightning.
Good day, Sergeant Bush.
Well, Adam, you won't get the flying doctor into this mangrove swamp. Yeah. The camp I picked here is the only decent dry ground for miles.
Right. I'll have to get Mike back to the airstrip at Arbella.
The mission's closer.
You know this area, Ross.
I'm learning fast. At least I know the little sisters at the mission. They're all trained nurses, and they have radio.
Well, the trouble is we're on patrol hunting a wanted man.
In the mangrove country?
He took off down the Kettering track, making for Tarrenboy. His truck bogged, and he went off on foot.
Oh, he must be nuts. If he walks into one of those bull buffalo, boy. Hey, Adam, what's he wanted for?
Attempted murder. He took to his mate with a skinning knife. Mm-hmm. He sounds like a bad one. But at least he won't stray far from the track.
Well, you want me to lend a hand?
I'm wondering just how I can use you.
Well, I'm here to be used. Look, why don't you get your man to the mission station while the daylight lasts, eh? I'll keep tabs on your runaway. Look, you could lend me your tracker just to make it official.
Right. I'll commandeer the mission launch and meet you downriver. We'll rendezvous before Tarrenboy, with luck.
Okay. What do you call your silent tracker?
He's anything but that. Lightning!
Yes, Sergeant Bush?
You're going along with this man while I take Mike to the mission. This is Ross Docker.
Good day, Ross.
Good day, son.
You'll do whatever Ross told you.
Right, Bush.
Now, let's get weaving. Ross, perhaps you could lend a hand to lift Mike into the Land Rover. The sooner I can get him to the mission, the better.
These are the runaway's tracks, Lightning? You sure?
Yeah, sure. Tracks lead all the way from the Kettering track to the river edge. To here, Ross. Then tracks all up finish.
He couldn't have just walked into the water.
Maybe him take boat.
A boat?
Yeah, bet. Ross, look at here.
Huh?
Marks on wet clay. Old boat been lay here. Oh, plurry long time. Look at rust crumbles, eh?
Mm.
Then old boat been dragging to water. Look it. Here.
Why, Goki, you could be right. What am I saying? Of course you're right. That bastard knife expert took to the water, and water leaves no man tracks. Oh, Lightning, what makes Sergeant Strang think his man's headed east for the river mouth?
Sergeant Bush thinks so. It is so.
So far he's been right. Okay, we get back to my truck and keep plugging down to Tarrenboy. And I certainly hope the track improves before long, if you could call it a track.
Hey, Ross, look it!
Easy, boy, easy. Now, what's bitten you?
Through trees. Look it. On river. Plurry boat, bog gory.
A boat?
See him?
It's a power launch. A big one. By Goki, it must be the mission launch. Adam's made better time than I thought. Okay, Lightning, you stay with the truck. I'll belt through to the riverbank and flag her down.
All right, Rush.
You park the truck in the shade. We'll pick you up later. This way we've got a show of catching our runaway. A damn good show now.
All right, so you thought I was the mission launch. Is that any good reason for making me nearly wreck my boat on that damn mud bank?
I had to flag you down.
Why?
I'm hunting a man.
You're not police?
No, no fear. I'm Ross Docker, buffalo hunter.
I see. Then kindly keep to windward, Mr. Ross Docker.
I do wash now and then. Hey, you'd better cut down to half speed.
Are you trying to tell me how to run my boat?
That's right. And steer closer to the north bank. I bet you won't venture too far into midstream.
The devil with it. All right. So I've slowed. So we're running in close. Now what?
You steer. I'll keep a lookout.
Now listen to me, Mr. Blocker.
Docker. I told you. Ross Docker.
Pardon me if I don't curtsy.
You can jump in the river and make like a water lily if you're so minded.
Oh, cheeky devil.
Hey, watch how you steer. Don't get too close or you might pick up a snag.
A snag? Do you know who you're talking to?
I don't think you've told me yet.
I'm Sadie Morrison.
Well, I can't curtsy, so I won't waste my time crying.
King Kettering's niece, that's who I am. I'm a licensed pilot on the Jericho River, and the only pilot who can take a boat over the bar to the open sea.
Yeah, sounds great. I like your hat, Sadie.
You mind your tongue. And this hat's 9 years old, so don't waste your sarcasm on me.
I wouldn't even know how to spell sarcasm. Just happens I like your hat. It suits you.
Look, Mr. Docker, will you tell me why you're looking for a man?
The police are hunting him. He knifed another man. And they asked me to help.
Is he on the river?
I believe he is.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Oh, because I can't be bothered telling lies.
But I don't know you, do I? I don't even know anything about you. Forcing your way on board, a great big swaggering man with a rifle slung across your back and all the cheek of the devil. You better not try any funny tricks with me, you know. And what are you grinning at me like that for? Is there something funny about my face, perhaps, that makes you laugh?
I just like to hear you talk. You go on and on and on. And the river's still empty in front of us. Not a sign of a boat. Nothing.
All right, so maybe I believe your story. So who is this man you're hunting? Who is he?
I don't know.
Well, what kind of answer's that? You must know.
All I know is he tried to kill his mate. He's a wild man, and a drinker. And for some reason, he's dead set on getting to town, boy. Sadie? Well, what's up?
Nothing.
You're hanging onto that wheel as if... Hey, Sadie!
Don't touch me, don't you dare. It's just the heat, I suppose, and haze off the river. Stop staring at me like that. You're lookout, aren't you? Why don't you do your job?
Well, that's right, Sadie. But I reckon we're on the wrong line after all. By now he'll be... Hey, pull in.
What's wrong?
Shut off your engine. Pull into the bank.
It's nothing but an old boat. Stove in, half sunk. I know it, too. It's an old punt King Kettering used 20 years ago. Now, wait a minute.
That old punt. Where did you last see it, Sadie?
Upriver, miles up, at what we call the Twin Bend. And it was beached, high up on the bank above floodwater.
It isn't beached now. It's stranded. Oh, by Goki, there's something stranded with it. Look, clear of the water. Up the bank a bit. There's a man lying there.
I can steer in close. Get some engine. Run her in. You'll have to be quick with the tie rope. Jump ashore, make fast, and... I'll try to get to the bank by way of the sunken punt. Stand by.
I've got the rope. Hey, but you'll stay aboard, Sadie.
I said I'm going ashore. Now stand by. Ready when I kick her over. Ready? Now.
Look, Sadie, it isn't pretty. You'd better go back to the launch.
I have to see his face.
Sadie, he's been chewed. Crocodile must have got him in shallow water and smashed his boat and chopped him. He dragged himself out.
Ross, turn him over.
You've a reason, haven't you?
I've a reason.
And I'll roll him over. All right, now you can see him.
Yes. Yes, I can see him.
A sinner, but he died the hard way. Sadie, do you know him?
Yeah.
Someone close?
I thought he was until I saw his face. I thought he was my husband.
And he isn't. So who is he?
His name's Curly Bosanquet. He worked for King Kettering years and years ago. Maybe he was trying to get back to Tarrinboy because King always stuck up for him, even though he was no good. All he could do was kill crocodiles. He was expert at that.
The trouble with being an expert, you're always liable to come up against a better expert than yourself. Like a saltwater croc on its own ground and with no holes barred. A skinning knife wouldn't be much use to you then. All right, Sadie, we'd better be making tracks before that launch of yours fouls itself. You reckon we'll make it to Tarrinboy before sundown? I must say, it's nice out here on your veranda, Sadie. Real nice.
We get a breeze off the Gulf at night times.
Yeah, extra good. Extra good. You know that Adam Strang? He's a great bloke.
You bet he is.
I like the way he fixed up everything nice and neat. Buried the body by the riverbank. Even said a short prayer. He wrote out his report and had a beer and took his black tracker and drove off. Very efficient. Sadie, why did you think Curly was your husband?
I'd have fear, a feeling. I've always been scared he'd come back, though I divorced him years ago. A great haunter, my Jackie.
Jackie, eh?
Yeah, short for Jacaranda. You wouldn't credit that a man could have a name like that. It's one of those silly nicknames. He got it when he was young and big and had a swagger to him. Before the booze and the easy things got to him.
There could only be one bloke called Jacaranda.
And thank the Lord for that. If you ask me... What did you say?
I knew a man called Jacaranda. It was the only name I knew him by. He was working as a barman over in North Queensland. He died there.
Died?
Yeah, he was killed in a barroom brawl. He was a big chap, but gone flabby on it. A great laugher.
Jackie was a great laugher. So he's dead. Ross, he's dead.
That's right. Now, how about getting me another beer?
You've got your nerve.
Oh, I'm thirsty, too.
Ross, tell me something.
What?
Back there, on the river, why did you say I was like a water lily?
I said you could make like one. Maybe an Arnhem Land lily. They only bloom once, just once, when the big rains come. And then they die. But they're lovely while they last.
You're having a go at me. You're laughing at me, you rotten buffalo man.
I'm not laughing.
I'm as ugly as one of your buffalo, and you know it. So you think I'm good for a laugh? What are you going to call me? Ape face?
I'd like another beer, Sadie.
What sort of a man are you? What sort of a monster? Calling me fool pretty names one minute and the next...
Remember what I told you when we were having our supper, eh? About myself? That is when I could get a word in edgeways. I told you how I'd never gone much on women. I've always lived rough, Sadie. And on my own. That's the way my life's been. Rough and lonely. But with you, I don't feel lonely anymore.
That's no excuse for calling me a dead lily.
A live one. Maybe your Jacaranda chap never saw you the way I do. Alive. Blooming.
Ugly as sin.
I never saw softer hair on a woman. Nor nicer eyes. And when you smile, things are real good, Sadie. Real good from deep down. Now, am I going to be let see you the way I want to? Hey, am I?
Ross, I can't be hurt again. I just couldn't stand to be hurt again.
If anyone ever tries to hurt you again, Sadie, you'll have to get past me to do it. And I don't want to skite, Sadie. I'm not a bragger, but nothing ever gets past me. Not even a buffalo. Now, do I get me beer?
You can have a gallon of it. And after, we'll listen to some of the records I bought in Darwin, and maybe we'll dance around a bit and scandalise the crocodiles. Now, why don't you put your feet up and make yourself at home? Come on now, up with your feet and be comfortable.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the idea. There's no sense in living if you can't feel at home. That's what I always say.
And I'm saying it with you, Sadie.
That was episode 24 of Overland Patrol by Anthony Scott Veitch and Maurice Travers. Production for the BBC was by John Fawcett Wilson.